We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So Max Johnson will go underneath center. A-chain behind Robinson. Crown over behind Agumbi. Max steps back, takes a knee. 35 seconds left, and they do not have to run another play. And the Fighting Texas Aggies, a 23-21 win. They take down the top 10 team after taking down a top 15 team last week. They are 3-1, and they open SEC play with a 23-21 win over the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Woo, I'm worn out. How about you?
Tell you who's worn out after another warrior-like effort is Antonio Johnson. He was just terrific again in the secondary once more. I've got him down on the field as time ticks away on the 23-21 win. Antonio, first, just what do you say about this victory here tonight?
It was a well-fought win by us. We had to dig deep. You know, just so, like, we could fight with adversity and, you know, as a team, that's something that, and later on in the year that we're going to have to do. So it was good to see that we could get this win.
Down 14-0, what's the mindset?
We knew we just had to go and clean up the mistakes for real. Like, a lot of it was our mistakes. So when we calmed down and, we played our ball, we knew that the sky was the limit, and we came out here, we played good ball.
You ready for this week in and week out in the SEC now?
Yes, sir. Right now it's all about just getting everybody healthy and maintaining people to stay healthy, keeping treatment and, preparing the right way. That's all.
Congratulations to you and the Aggies. Great game.
Thank you.
All right, Antonio Johnson, guys. Just night in and night out, he is fantastic in that secondary.
Will, game-high 13 tackles for number 27, A.J. There's a reason why he's all SEC. He and Chris Russell Jr., double figures in tackles, the Aggies 23-21 winners.
Whew. How have you done this for 32 years, man? It's a fair question,
no,
isn't it?
No, I gotta tell you, we don't get very many like this one. This one was a barn burner, and we knew it was going to be. This is a good Arkansas team.
This
we knew coming in
Arkansas
they were a
team.
Very good team, and it was going to be a tough battle. The Aggies prevailed.
I hear you, Will.
Guys,
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to get one more. Hold up. Max Johnson, I'm going to let him go saw horns first.
Okay.
Wants to saw horns with his team, then I'll try to get him when they're done.
We're not going anywhere, baby.
Don't go. He said, I got to do this. I have to.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Will, while you have your mic open waiting for Max as they do saw him off, you said between week one and week two. First start, second start.
First start, second start.
Did you think Max looked more comfortable today?
Oh, no, I don't think there's any question about it. Against a much better, in my opinion, a much better team overall. So, he had a good night.
With the sawing complete, I now have our quarterback Max Johnson with us.
Let's go, baby.
He just gives a hug to Fadil Diggs. You can imagine how excited this team is right now. Max, what does this win say about the Aggies' resiliency?
Golly, shout out to the O-line. Shout out to the defense. Everyone played a hell of a game. I'm so excited we came out with a win.
I just asked Antonio Johnson this. I want to ask you, what's the mindset down 14-0 in this one?
Just do what we do every day at practice. We had great composure. Our O-line blocked their butts off, and I'm glad we came out with a win.
You mentioned the offensive line. Do you think you guys took control of the line of scrimmage in the second half of this game?
I agree. I think we did. The O-line, we talked to them at halftime. Coach Fisher had a great speech. They blocked their butts off all night.
Well done. Congratulations to you and the Aggies.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Max Johnson, winning quarterback after this one.
Hey, Will, I'm going to use one of your lines. Dr. Thornton always jokes with me. Max Johnson, welcome to Aggie Land. He is the Aggie quarterback, and the Aggies accept the Southwest Classic trophy from Jerry Jones. And they are enjoying this one. 23-21, the Aggies defeat the Arkansas Razorbacks. They are 3-1, consecutive wins over 13th-ranked Miami, 10th-ranked Arkansas. Arkansas plays Alabama next week. The Aggies play Mississippi State.
Okay.
Aggies play Alabama in 2 weeks. Arkansas plays Mississippi State.
Oh.
SEC
West. So it's going to be that way.
It's
huh?
The SEC West.
Yep.
What is next? Our All-State postgame show. We'll get more reaction from the Aggie locker room.
Hey, before we break it, can I get one more, guys?
Of course.
We talked about controlling the line of scrimmage, so I have Bryce Foster, Aggie center, with me. Bryce, just ask Max Johnson about it. Let me get your take. Did you guys start to control the line of scrimmage of this game in the second half?
I think we did in the second half. I think in the second half we finally took over. We had one really big play, like a counter play that broke for big, and I think that really gave us a lot of confidence going down the drive. And we knew they had a great rushing defense, I think one of the best in the SEC, and we decided to come in all week. We decided that we were going to have a physical mindset. I mean, once we got that physical mindset, we practiced all week with that physical mindset. We came out here and just did what we had to do.
A win like this says what about you and your Aggie teammates?
I mean, we're going to fight against adversity. I mean, we were down 14-0. We come back, tie it, and take the lead at the first drive coming out of the second half. And then they come back, and we score again, and then they take the lead, right? So then they drove down the field and missed a field goal, and I think our defense really had a point that they stood for us today.
Congratulations, you guys. Great win.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bryce Foster, our Aggie center.
Will, outstanding hustle. Thank you very much. Right. Bryce Foster and this Aggie team rush for 192 yards. Devon Achane with 159 yards on 19 carries. Aggies 23. Arkansas Razorbacks 21. Our All-State postgame show. It's next. This is Aggie football from Learfield.
On the Texas A&M Sports Network from Learfield, Texas A&M football has been brought to you by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Capital Farm Credit, together we're better. Dos Equis, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Your Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Merck Animal Health, proud sponsor of Texas A&M football. Pepsi, made for football watching. Proud partner of the Texas A&M Aggies. Texas Mutual Insurance Company. Work safe and win. Learn more at texasmutual.com. And by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, a proud corporate partner of Texas A&M Athletics. Now, welcome to the All-State Postgame Show, presented by All-State. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with All-State. Let's go back to the stadium.
AT&T Stadium, to be exact, and the Fighting Texas Aggies with a 23-21 win over the Arkansas Razorback. And here is what's ahead in our All-State postgame show. We will have our Mustang Cat scoring recap. Dave will offer his Texas Ford dealers drive of the game. We'll have our Wells Fargo winning moments, and we'll update you a St. Joseph Health injury report. And Will Johnson will catch up with Aggie head coach Jimbo Fisher after the Aggies' 23-21 win over Arkansas. It was a wild one. It always is. Southwest Classic. And the Aggies prevail 23-21 with wins over number 13 Miami last Saturday and a win over number 10 Arkansas on this Saturday evening, 23-21. Our Mustang Cat scoring recap when we return to the All-State postgame show. Aggies 23, Razorbacks 21. This is Aggie football from Learfield. We welcome you to the postgame show. It's presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. Let's get started after this Aggie 23-21 win over Arkansas. That's how they open conference play, by beating the 10th-ranked Razorbacks. It's our Mustang Cat scoring recap. And it was Arkansas that scored early and often in that first quarter. They took a 7-0 lead. Keetron Jackson, a 32-yard touchdown pass from K.J. Jefferson. They needed just a minute 43 on a 5-play drive, and the Razorbacks had a 7-0 lead. K.J. Jefferson had a 26-yard run during that drive. They got it back. K.J. Jefferson, he had time. His offensive line protected him, and he found Warren Thompson, a 56-yard touchdown. And at the end of one quarter, Arkansas had a 14-0 lead. Total yards in that first quarter were Arkansas 170, Texas A&M 28. But in the second quarter, the Aggies were able to get untracked. And the one play that really got a 93-yard drive, they started at their own 7-yard line. Man, it's so good when you can just hand the ball off to Devon Achane.
Devon Achane, big hole, 25, 30, 35, 40, outside the numbers on the left side, into Arkansas territory for the first time, all the way to the 30-yard line. Devon Achane rips off the big run.
It's about time. Achane with a huge play. It just starts as a sweep to the left side. He breaks into the open field, and nobody's going to catch him until they get somebody to contain him. And he'll go all the way down to the inside the 30 of, right about the 30-yard line.
63-yard gain for Devon Achane. And the Aggies are in Arkansas territory for the first time today. Achane to the right of Max Johnson. Two receivers to the right, Smith and Muhammad Evans. Miles Jones, second and 10 from the 48-yard line, middle. What I love about my partner, Dave, is he always says out loud what I'm thinking. So the 63 for Devon Achane, he would end up getting 79 of the 93 yards on that drive. But when the Aggies got into the end zone, it was a 10-yard pass from Max Johnson to Evan Stewart. Marshall, then Brown, then Smith on the left to the end zone. Touchdown, Evan Stewart! East Stew, baby!
And that came on a third down. So if they don't get that play, then probably going to have to kick the field goal, right, and they don't win this game.
And Arkansas, escapes, right?
Exactly.
Some of that momentum changed. So Stewart's first as an Aggie from Max Johnson made it 14-7. And then Arkansas driving. Dave, this is where the game really turned in this one. Arkansas driving all the way down to the Aggie 3-yard line. And for some reason, K.J. Jefferson decides to dive over the pile, but from the 3. And as he extends the ball, it's knocked free by Chris Russell, picked up by Tyreek Chappelle, who runs back to the 18-yard line, laterals to Damani Richardson, who runs the last 82, and the Aggies cut the lead to 1. 3 to the left by the sideline. Jefferson right up the middle, dives, fumbled it, and it's Tyreek Chappelle at the 10, the 15, tackled from behind to the 20-yard line, and still on his feet down the left sideline. Can he hand it off?
He did.
To Damani Richardson.
He's gone.
And the Aggies are going to tie this game. The fumble and the touchdown return. What a change, of course. J.J. fumble. Chappelle, 15 yards. Lateral to Damani Richardson. He runs the last 82. Monaco was wrong. The extra point failed. We were tied.
Didn't tie it up.
But 97-yard fumble return for the touchdown. The forced fumble by Russell, Chappelle, Damani, 14-13 at the half.
But what a heads-up play it is in that situation for Tyreek Chappelle to notice that Damani's back there and get him the ball so he can take off because he was in the grasp of a defender. One of their players.
How many times have we seen, whether it's an interception, right, Damani will be the lead, whether it was for Leon in the past, right? But he's there, and there's some communication between those guys, right, and Damani takes it from him. It's not really a lateral. He takes it from him and goes up the sideline.
And it streaks right down the sideline, right. And nobody touches him.
14-13 at the half, 13 unanswered for the Aggies, would then become 20 unanswered as the Aggies' first possession of the third quarter. Dave will have it as his Texas Ford dealer's drive of the game. They would take a 20-14 lead, six-play, 75-yard drive. Aggies had their first lead of the evening. And then the Aggies, they had five different receivers making receptions. And up 20-14, Yule Keith Brown with a big catch. Slant, caught. Brown avoids a tackle. He's at the 30. He's at the 25, the 26-yard line. He steps out. Yule Keith Brown, the first down and more. Then the Aggies went backwards. A couple of penalties. A second and 30. Well, when you have a second and 30, you call on Sub-Zero. Low snap to Max Johnson. He's in the pocket, has time over the middle. That's complete. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Anais to the 15. He's got the first down. Right down the seam. One catch, 32 yards, first down for the Aggies. And then Randy Bond would come on to cap a 12-play, 47-yard drive. This will be a 31-yard attempt, middle left. Choked the snap. Constantino puts it down, and Randy Bond with the field goal in the Aggies. A 23-14 lead on Arkansas. That would prove to be the game winner, but it wasn't the last play that we have. But the Aggies, 23 unanswered points, a 23-14 lead at the end of three quarters. The Aggies would continue to get some clutch plays. I'll tell you one of them. The tight end, Donovan Green, one of his three catches for 50 yards was this beaut. Evan Stewart, one-on-one on the left side, the short side of the field. The Aggies need to get to the 35. A-chain to the right of Johnson. Good shot, come snap. Johnson throws, sliding, grab by Donovan Green at the 39 in traffic. Wow!
What a
Donovan
catch.
Green with a terrific grab, and Max Johnson threw him open.
I think that was a one-handed catch.
Was that not also a third down? So instead
yes,
of having to
was.
Punt, right, all those key third downs by the Aggies.
Well, that gives them three more downs to run more clock. And yep. where did we end up? With just enough clock to run
yep.
out
yep.
at the end of the game and win it.
And the Aggies still were moving the ball. They did in the second half. You heard Bryce Foster, that offensive line. And for Arkansas, here's that man again, Devon A-chain. Two receivers to the right. Chase Lane's in the slot. Marshall wide of him. Handoff, A-chain. Bounces left side. A-chain, can he get outside? He can. 45-50. He's in Arkansas territory. Down the left sideline. A-chain inside the 40-yard line. That was after Arkansas. A 6-yard touchdown run by K.J. Jefferson made it 23-21. That was the drive for Texas A&M. It would stall. The Aggies would try a 53-yard field goal, and Randy Bond had the distance. It was just wide left, which gave Arkansas the ball on that long attempt at their own 36-yard line. And they would drive and drive, but a missed snap by Arkansas. They had the ball at the 16 for the Aggies. Lost 9 yards on a third down play. They ran it to the left side, got a couple of yards, and then it would end up being a 42-yard attempt by their kicker, Cam Little, from the left upright, and this kick decided it. A 42-yard attempt for Cam Little to give Arkansas the lead with 1:35 remaining. 23-21 A&M. Little, a 42-yard attempt from the left hash. He gets the kick on the way. Hits the upright! No good! No good with 1:30 remaining! It hit the top of the right upright and bounced back onto the field of play.
Yep. And the Aggies maintain their 23-21 lead.
Now, Arkansas, which was running hurry up the entire game, took their time because they didn't want to give the Aggies a lot of time at the end, right? Thinking they'd get the field goal, be ahead by one. It backfired. There was 1:30 left, and the Aggies, really, they didn't even need a first down. Jimbo is outstanding in clock management. I don't think we say that enough. He's never lost without timeouts when he needs it. The clock management, and you know what? Comes down to the final play and victory formation. 35 seconds left, and they do not have to run another play. And the Fighting Texas Aggies, a 23-21 win. They take down a top 10 team after taking down a top 15 team last week. They are 3-1, and they open SEC play with a 23-21 win over the Arkansas Razorbacks. Remember when I said exhale last week?
Can I now?
Gosh, I hope so. But, Dave, it's so funny. We talk situational football, but so you kept making that point of low snap, Max Johnson saves that play, reception. Anais makes that catch. Evan Stewart makes a catch. Donovan Green makes that catch, right? All those plays add up to this win for Texas A&M.
Absolutely, and it took every one of them.
It did.
But I love your comment. Jimbo is such a wizard at figuring out the numbers. They had third down, and there were 40 seconds left. All he had to do was run the play. You knew that – and he'd figured that out long before it got to 40 seconds. So you're exactly right.
We see it every Friday.
Yeah, that's
– all the situations, right?
He practices every situation unlike any coach I've ever seen, and it's not a special teams coach that's out there. It's Jimbo – with those guys, asking them, what yard line are you on?
Yes.
Just every question you can ask and substitutions, and they are not going to be surprised. And in situations like this where some teams might get surprised because they've never done it before.
Right.
I mean, they know what they're doing.
That is our Mustang Cat scoring recap. Mustang Cat, building Texas, powering the world. Visit MustangCat.com for more information. Mustang Cat's a proud corporate partner of Texas A&M Athletics. When we come back to the Allstate postgame show, Dave will have his Texas Ford dealers drive the game. If you're looking for more college football action following our broadcast, then check out the College Football Blitz. It's free just by going to the Varsity Network app. It's the college football audio version of the NFL Red Zone channel every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central. And this Saturday is just like every other college football Saturday. You want to search College Football Blitz on the Varsity Network app. Dave's Texas Ford Dealers drive the game when we return to the Allstate Postgame Show. 23-21 Texas A&M over 10th-ranked Arkansas. This is Aggie Football from Learfield. This is the Allstate Postgame Show. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. Fighting Texas Aggies, 23. Arkansas Razorbacks, 21. Before we get to our Texas Ford Dealers drive of the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Texas A&M Sports Network. Time for our Texas Ford Dealers drive of the game. Here's Dave.
All right, thanks, Andrew. When the Aggies went to the locker room after the first half, they were trailing 14-13. But they had won the toss. They had deferred, and they were going to get the kickoff to start the second half. And they got it at their own 25-yard line. It took them six plays
to go 75 yards. They got a 26-yard completion to Donovan Green, which was an outstanding catch. And then the touchdown. Oh, let's hear that catch from Donovan Green.
The snap, fake to A-Chain, pressure coming. A-Chain picks it up, complete. Inside the 40, Donovan Green stays on his feet for the Aggie sideline, upended at the 22-yard line. A 26-yard gain to the Aggie tight end.
So they got a big play from Donovan Green, and they needed a touchdown. And who are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to Devon A-Chain on a sweep.
Handoff, A-Chain, left side, cuts back, up the middle. And A-Chain into the end zone! 6 for 6 from 9 yards out. The Aggies have their first lead.
That came in the third quarter. The first kickoff of the second half at 11:41. The Aggies take the lead 20-14, their first lead, and they would never give it up.
No, Dave, if you were describing this a little bit more, and I want to ask you again, the way he can – shift, put that foot down, change direction, acceleration. We're seeing growth of Devon A-Chain as a running back.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And when you started talking about Devon, I would say he's getting better and better every week. We already knew he has elite speed. We knew that he's solid as a rock. But he's got a little more wiggle now. Maybe it's confidence, but he's something. He's something really special, and he showed it there on our Texas Ford dealers drive of the game.
You know, to go from Travion Williams to Isaiah Spiller to Devon A-Chain, and what did Travion always say? Give me just 6 inches. I'll get there. So if his offensive line knows, look, if I can just make this block, Devon's going to make me look good. And Devon knows I've got the confidence in these guys. Just give me that little bit of room, but there's that acceleration. We knew he could go tackle to tackle, and that's a big, big, big part of the game. But man, it was just something. He really made Arkansas pay by not taking the right angles to him. And, you know, if you don't get him at the line of scrimmage, you're usually seeing that number 6 running up ahead of you, and good luck catching him.
Well, you know what? It's not something you can practice because nobody has anybody that can run that fast. I mean, he's a world-class sprinter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're gonna miss their angles, but they're going to catch up to that as well. Yeah. There's no question. The other teams will look at more film. They'll talk to other coaches, and they'll catch up to that. But I don't think that's going to make any difference. He's something special.
That's your Texas Ford Dealers Drive of the Game, brought to you by our South Texas and Houston Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Developed by Aggies for Aggieland, Mission Ranch offers an unparalleled lifestyle with exceptional amenities just minutes from Kyle Field. To learn more about this incredible Caldwell community, visit our on-site welcome center or missionranchtx.com. When we come back to the All-State Postgame Show, Will Johnson with head coach Jimbo Fisher. That's straight ahead. Aggies 23, Arkansas 21. Come back to the All-State Postgame Show. This is Aggie Football from Learfield. College football is mayhem. Protect yourself and save big when you switch to Allstate. Go to allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today. Allstate postgame show rolls on from AT&T Stadium. Aggies winning this most recent edition, the Southwest Classic, 23-21 over 10th-ranked Arkansas. And right after this win, Will Johnson caught up with head coach Jimbo Fisher.
Coach, is a good place to start on this one with wow. Would that start it off right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me what I thought. And if I told you everything I thought, we'd be here for 7 hours.
That's why we stick with wow right here. But
I mean, you name it, from self-inflicted wounds right off the bat, lineup, motion penalty, stupid, and making plays and big plays that you're moving the football and could have in the first half, then finally get a drive. Then you're back in the game, get the big return, and then drop a snap on a PAT. I thought that was going to haunt us. I mean, coming back could have haunt us right there. I mean, you know, and that's by a guy that's one of the most reliable human beings on our team. And then we come back second half, really defense got a hold there, but then we start moving the ball offensively. We were moving it. Then we had two, we should have had a touchdown. I mean, the penalties. Then we missed a read and then moved it again and got to the 35 again. We had a post route. We collided and had chances to put it away. Then defense, they started getting their momentum back and held a drive. And then they missed a field goal and we ran it out. But, I mean, it was just – I mean, they're a good team. We're a team who has to grow up. We have talent. but we have to play better. We got to keep coaching them better and get them calmed down in the right situations to do the right things.
Second half, you feel like you started to win the line of scrimmage.
We did. We started winning the line of scrimmage, moving the ball. At the end of the first half offensively and then beginning of the second half, we were running it, doing it. In defense, we held them for two or three drives right there, and they got a little momentum at the end and got a kick. But it was a heck of a football game.
These games, you know, they can take years off the lifespan, but at the same time, I mean, you kind of got to be ready for this weekly. This is the SEC.
This way it is every week. You play in this league, it all goes down to the end. You got to be able to do it. Good thing I like about our team, though, they fight, they scratch, they claw, they will play hard. We have to play better, and that's our job as coaches, to get them in better position to do that.
Great win to get league play started. Congratulations to you and this team.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so you were part of that craziness down there on that sideline. Have you ever seen it fluctuate, the momentum like that, like it did tonight? They have a chance to go up 21-7. And it ends up being 14-13 as KJ Jefferson does again. Cardinal rule: he put the ball out and paid for it. That was the only turnover. As I look, Dave.
Oh yeah, I know. And it was a critical one. That's how we won the game.
But the touchdown drive and then that play, and Will, it seemed to be. You made a great point with Bryce Foster, with everyone about, you know what, and then there seemed to be some confidence on that line.
Yeah, in the first half, Arkansas was getting the pressure. They were getting the pressure on defense.
Yeah.
On offense, they were opening the holes that they could run through. And the Aggies needed to do something to stop that. Well, the halftime speech, Jimbo said the words "grow up" there in the postgame interview. Well, the halftime speech, I would say very spiritedly from Jimbo, that was the theme.
Yeah.
About growing up. And the Aggies needed to do it right there. And they played grown man football in the second half to help them win this thing, because the Aggies started to open some holes. And then protected Max Johnson a little better. And then they started to get – Arkansas found some running lanes closed in that second half. The ones that were open in the first half, they were closed down in the second half, and the Aggies were getting into the backfield. So what happened at the line of scrimmage slowly changed the game. What happened when KJ Jefferson reached out for the goal line when he shouldn't have instantly changed the game. And when you just compiled it all together – and then just a whole bunch of heart-stopping moments after that, including a field goal that lands on the top of the upright and falls back down into the end zone. It all equates to an Aggie win. But Jimbo's right. This team, winning your SEC opener in an exciting, entertaining game is reason for celebration. Go celebrate.
Right.
Be happy about it. But some of the things that happen can cause you a little bit of concern. Now go forward having some urgency about correcting them. And that's how you go out and get more wins. Some of the mistakes could still cost you in games in the future if you're still making them. So, yes, some things got to get corrected after the celebration here tonight.
They found a way to win. Not close, to win.
No,
right?
Absolutely. And we give them credit for that.
Yeah.
But I wish they would do it easier. I mean, they want to do it the hard way. You know, that's the next thing we've got to teach them.
Sometimes making it hard on themselves.
That's the next thing we've got to teach them. Look, find an easier way to win, because I don't think we can stand it.
Think about self-inflicted now, right? The bad snap from a great center, Ricky Stromberg, that if Raheem Sanders does not cover, they don't even get the field goal attempt. But that play, and let's not forget the play that Shamar Turner beats Stromberg, forcing Jefferson out of that pocket. There were a couple really –
oh, yeah.
That's where that line of scrimmage.
Right.
As you said, Will, it kind of turned, not just offensively, but defensively.
But I want to go back to what you said about the bad snap. I mean, I always think if you have a kicker about to come on the field for a pressure attempt, you do everything you can to make that thing as short as possible in the middle of the field. I mean, you try to give him every advantage in the world. I didn't really think about it at the time because so much happened after the kick and this place is going crazy. But that bad snap, even though Arkansas got on it, and what a
turnover. Right.
I mean, if he's kicking that thing from 34,
it's different.
Or 36.
It doesn't hit the
upright.
They're
up one. Mm-hmm. He had to kick it from, what, 41, 42?
42.
And by inches. It hits. So let's go back to what Jimbo says, game of inches.
Yeah.
So much happened here tonight. And it just came down to those inches that you have to fight for each and every play.
I have to ask you, because you sat down with Chris Russell and Tari and Lee and Edger and Cooper, this linebacking crew, and Andre White, and we may get Andre back next week. I know he's not going to rush it. But you sensed from them that they wanted to take that next step. I thought Chris Russell Jr. tonight was fantastic, that linebacker.
He was great. We talk so much. I think the secondary is fabulous. You talk so much about Antonio Johnson, Damani Richardson, and then a lot of that number one recruiting class that is so heralded is up front. You can't forget about that middle. I mean, they are the heart of that defense right now, the Russells and the Coopers and the guys you mentioned there, and Tari and Lee. And, man, they were – I said it when we interviewed Antonio Johnson, warrior-like effort. Antonio was not the only warrior out there on that defense tonight. No. His teammates joined in that warrior mentality with him, and without a doubt, Chris Russell was one of those.
He had said off the bat, I want to go back to what you guys said, read your keys. Max Johnson for A&M, he's the leader, and he showed it, right? Even the sacks, protect the football. Even some throws, live to play another day, right? That decision-making. You want to call him a game manager? Not going to offend Jimbo, because that's what quarterbacks have to do.
Well, it's not going to offend Max either. That's what he's out there to do.
Yeah. But just
and,
a fantastic.
He ran well tonight.
Yeah, he did.
He picked his spots well. I mean, he managed the game extremely well, I thought.
Yeah.
This is a good football team. I mean, there's a reason why they're ranked number 10.
I agree. Red zone.
Hey.
Will, this defense.
I thought they won it in the red zone tonight. If I'm looking at a statistic, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into a win like this. Your heart, the fact that you grew up, the fact that you overcame adversity, won the line of scrimmage late. But, man, the red zone.
1-for-3, yeah. Arkansas. 3-for-3, Texas A&M.
A&M gets 17. Both teams got in the red zone 3 times. Each team had 3 trips. A&M gets 17 points. Arkansas gets 3. And really, you erase their 3. They almost go into negative pointage, if you can call it that, because you got a fumble from them and you returned it for a touchdown. They won the red zone, and it was so huge in winning this game.
Which was also an explosive play on defense,
right? You can get them in just – Devon Achane hits 1-for-63. That's explosive. Devon Achane has housed a kickoff this year. That's explosive. And if you're going to return a fumble 90-plus yards for a touchdown, you're darn right that's explosive.
Two different guys.
Well, yeah.
Returned it.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
two guys
that
set the bomb off. Two guys lit the fuse.
That doesn't happen. But it did tonight.
Yeah. But, Dave, that run of 63 yards by Devon does a ton for the offensive line, right?
Well, I think that's where it all started. I mean, until then, we had gone nowhere. And now you give the ball to Devon, and he gets outside and goes down the sideline, and that's where it all started.
Yeah, it was 14-0 when he hit that.
Yeah.
And then he finished the drive to 14-7,
Mm-hmm. 63 of his 159 over 100 for the first time this year, the Aggies, the 23-21 win over Arkansas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance wants to provide a trip for 12 to the Auburn game. That's on November 12th. To register for the 12th fan trip, visit 12thman.com/12thfan. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance is a proud corporate partner of Texas A&M Athletics. More of our All-State postgame show wrapping up the Aggie 23-21 win over Arkansas. Stay with us. This is Aggie Football from Learfield. Consecutive weeks for the Aggies, knocking off 13th-ranked Miami, 10th-ranked Arkansas. The All-State postgame show, the Aggies a 23-21 win over the Razorbacks here at AT&T Stadium with Dave Elmendorf, Will Johnson. I'm Andrew Monaco. Well, you just don't know what a win like this does, right? It can catapult you, the confidence. But I also like that it's not one to be satisfied with, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's what Jimbo told you. Still have a chance to grow up because they're still leaving some plays out there on the field.
Yeah, this game was entertaining. This game was exciting. And you got a victory in that to start SEC play. That is serious cause for celebration. But the celebration has to end. And there are some things, like I said, that are cause for concern. The self-inflicted wounds, just some mistakes that were made out there. And I say concern, but what it needs to lead to is a sense of urgency for correction. So celebrate now.
Mm-hmm.
Get to correcting as soon as possible, though, because, yeah, we played this game tonight that almost felt epic and exhausting. And like I said, it was exciting and entertaining. But Is it really going to be that much different when we go to Starkville next week?
No.
I mean, this is the SEC.
No.
And then when you go to Tuscaloosa the week after that, you better be ready for a game like this each and every Saturday. And if you want to keep winning them, and as Dave said, maybe win them a little easier with a little more breathing room, you've got some mistakes to correct after the celebration tonight because it is a good win.
Yeah.
I think they know that.
Right.
And I know that the coaches will tell them that if they don't know it. But enjoy this one. You take one day to enjoy your win,
right,
and then it's back to the drawing board, to the SEC grind, as I put it, and it's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen every week, and it's going to be a good opponent every week.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get better
if
we're going to continue to win.
It's just nice to – I love when you get guys on both sides of the ball having that impact. It's not one side carrying the other. It was both. And that, in a way, it almost stacked, right? They were excited for one another.
I think on a night like this, they're appreciative of one another.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't just, well, the defense went out and shut them down and they won the game, or it wasn't the offense went out and put up a whole bunch of points and won the game. They had to do this one together.
Yeah.
I mean, it took everybody, and it took all kinds of things happening. And so I think there's just an appreciation. And maybe that's a good thing. You get a win that makes you appreciate your teammate. Oh, defense appreciates offense. Offense appreciates defense. Special teams made some plays that they need to. Made some mistakes, but made the plays that they need to. So, yeah, probably a good appreciation of each side of the ball from the other after a night like this.
And I love the way they adjusted. This defense gave up two pretty quick touchdowns. Arkansas had all the momentum and adjusted, and this offense struggled. They adjusted. Very nice to see that instead of saying, it's not our day. They're never going to be like that.
If you look at the first quarter, even if you're an Aggie fan, you're saying, uh-oh, something's really wrong. But as you said, the adjustments, and they were successful.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes. You have to make adjustments during a game. And that's not just the team. That's the coaching staff.
Correct.
It all has to work together, and it starts with the head guy, and he's a wizard about some of that stuff, and it's good to have him.
Absolutely. I know you're getting out of here. We'll see you on Monday. Availability. Look
all
forward
right.
to that.
That suitcase is
it's right.
I'll wash for you guys. But,
oh, thanks.
Yeah,
but
right, thanks.
That thing not been put up in the closet yet. I mean, we're going to keep it down.
He is Will Johnson, and just fantastic, the 23-21 win. When we come back, our Wells Fargo winning moments is going to be one of those defensive players, Chris Russell Jr. As we wrap up the 23-21 win, Texas A&M over Arkansas, the All-State postgame show rolls on. This is Aggie Football from Learfield. If you want a killer spread without the hassle, head to Walk On Sports Bistro and get a family and friends bundle. They're available to go. You can pick your favorite starter, side, and entree. You can feed a group of four. Order online at walk-ons.com or the Walk On's app. Walk On Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant. Time now for our Wells Fargo winning moments, brought to you by number 24, Chris Russell Jr.
Miles Jones, second and 10 from the 48-yard line, middle of the field. A.J. Green, oh, and he is wrestled down. Fantastic job. Shamar Turner is there, and Chris Russell Jr. is there.
Dominique Johnson to the right of K.J. Jefferson in the pocket. Flushed out of that pocket to the left.
Sacked! Oh, a big sack, and it is Russell again.
Chris Russell Jr., 10 tackles, 6 solo, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, 1 pass broken up, 1 forced fumble that became a touchdown.
Pretty good night.
That's a good, good night for sure. That's our Wells Fargo winning moments. Wells Fargo is the official bank of Texas A&M Athletics. Quick look at some numbers. We told you 159 on 19 rushes for Devon Achane. The Aggies rush for 192 yards. Max Johnson, 11 of 21, 151 yards. Touchdown pass to Evan Stewart. He, Donovan Green, and Devon Achane, 3 catches apiece. Anais, 1 catch, but 32 on a 2nd and 30. Yul Keith Brown, a big 18-yard catch and for the Aggies. 415 for Arkansas, 343 for Texas A&M. 192 on the ground, 151 through the air 4 of 12 on third down conversions. The plays were 73 to 55, but the time of possession nearly identical. 30 and a half minutes for Arkansas, 29 and a half minutes for Texas A&M. That's what the running game can do for you, correct?
Absolutely. And a big turnover. A huge turnover. There was one. The Aggies win the turnover battle 1-0, and it was the difference in the game.
Which one was that?
Well, they won a turnover battle last week. Yep. And if they continue to do that, they're going to be really hard to beat. The Aggies will.
And you always say this as well. They didn't turn it over themselves.
True.
Again, Max Johnson, right?
Exactly.
Big part of that.
Exactly.
Yep. When we come back, Jed Ainsworth in our Learfield Network studios as we wrap up this 23-21 win over Arkansas. All-State postgame show continues as Aggie football from Learfield.
Live from the Learfield Network studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
I'm Jed Ainsworth, and this SEC Scoreboard is brought to you by Dos Equis. A lot of action today. It seems that if you have a little number next to your name, you're in some trouble, especially in week four of the college football season. We'll start in the SEC. Tennessee hosting Florida, number 11, the Vols at home against the 20th-ranked Gators.
First and goal at the 6-inch line. Hooker hands tailback Jabari Small. This time he is in. Touchdown, Tennessee. Jabari Small right up the middle on first and goal from the 6-inch line, and Tennessee now has scored on its last three possessions, and the Volunteers lead Florida 30-21.
That from the Volunteer Sports Network. Tennessee goes on to beat Florida today 38-33. In the Big 12, number 22 Texas on the road in Lubbock to take on Texas Tech.
The hold by Austin McNamara. Snap good, hold is good, and the kick is good! Trey Wolf has done it again! He gave him the lead at the end of regulation. He gives him the win in overtime.
Brian Jensen with the call on the Red Raiders Sports Network. Tech wins at home 37-34 over UT. 25th-ranked Miami. Aggie fans should know all about them. They were playing host to Middle Tennessee. And you could probably think to yourself, hey, maybe it's a letdown week.
They will snap it one more time, and that's going to be it. Middle Tennessee, the road warriors that they have been, they have done it again. The Blue Raiders are now undefeated, 3-0 against the Miami Hurricanes. They beat them in 1931, 1932, and it hits triple zeros, and the Blue Raiders have beat them again in 2022. Only 90 years between those victories.
MTSU, Middle Tennessee State, that's the voice of Chip Walters with the call. They go on to knock off Miami 45-31. Also, just finished in Norman, 6th-ranked Oklahoma taking on unranked K-State.
Senate comes in motion. Here's the handoff. No, they're going to keep it here with Martinez, and he will score! He made a great fake to Deuce Bond, went off right guard, and into the end zone. Pay dirt for the Wildcats, and they lead it 33-20.
That's the voice of Wyatt Thompson on the K-State Radio Network, and the Wildcats get it done in Norman. They beat the Sooners today 41-33. That's a look at your college football scoreboard brought to you by Dos Equis. Dos Equis, a proud partner of Texas A&M Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. I'm Jen Ainsworth. You're listening to Aggie Football from Learfield. Now back to Andrew and the crew.
Survive in advance.
Man. Jed, this,
what? Look, and this is just September, Jed.
I know, man. We're just getting started. I don't know what the heck's going to happen in the next 2 months.
Seriously, I'm going to say that. Whoever is going to survive, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it's like that. Everybody wanted parity. Now you got parity.
I think you're close to that. Truly. I mean, when you're seeing the scores that Jet just told us about, that's pretty interesting.
This is a two-point game with a doink.
That
was the decider. But the K-States and the Kansases, right? Tech, you're taking down Texas. It's you never know. Once 11 o'clock hits, right, Jet?
Yeah.
In that place and the games start, you can't help but be fascinated about what's going to unfold on a Saturday.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's still early right now for some of these games out west, but Oregon State, they're unranked. They're 3-0. They're at home. They're leading number 7 USC right now in the third quarter. 19th-ranked BYU, they are at home. They're losing to Wyoming right now.
Jeez. That's nuts.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
It really is.
And a college football Saturday. Jet, we will talk to you next week from the land of the cowbell.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So just in case, because I know you're also into music, we don't want any more cowbell, just to let you know that.
Yeah, I think everybody everyone at Mississippi State thinks they're in the Blue Oyster Cult. And
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah,
Jed, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Absolutely.
Good win, boys.
Thanks, Jed. It really was. Dave, he's absolutely right. It was a good win.
It was.
Now to build on it, correct?
Absolutely. Go back to work.
Yep.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
Enjoy that day off. Go look at the film. Enjoy that part. And then get back to work on Monday.
Yep.
Another good week of practice.
And on Monday, it'll be a media availability. We'll have our St. Joseph Health injury update during that time for the players who will be out and some who will be coming back. We always talk about that as well. We'll get that on Monday when Jimbo meets with the media. And then our next Jimbo Fisher radio show will be Wednesday at 8 from Rudy's. The Jimbo Fisher radio show is presented by Capital Farm Credits. That's 8 on Wednesday. For Jed Ainsworth, for Tony O'Neill, the producer of Aggie Football, for Kevin Menchow, who is our engineer, for Dave, for Will, I'm Andrew. This has been the Allstate Postgame Show. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. We're with you next week. Starkville, Mississippi, 2 o'clock, St. Joseph Health pregame show, 3 o'clock, the kick between Texas A&M and Mississippi State. We thank you so much for joining us. Thanks and gig 'em. Final once again, Aggies 23, Arkansas 21. This is Aggie Football from Learfield.
This has been the Allstate Postgame Show, presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Texas A&M Sports Network.